USA Radio News.
Cesar Sayoc, the man suspected of sending at least 14 pipe bombs to prominent Democrats around the country, appeared in federal court today. Sayoc will continue to be held without bail, and a detention and removal hearing is set for Friday. The U.S. Attorney's Office in the Southern District of New York will be prosecuting the case. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders held a press briefing today at the White House. She was asked about the president's response after some of these recent violent attacks.
The very first thing that the president did was condemn the attacks, both in Pittsburgh and in the pipe bombs. The very first thing the media did was blame the president and make him responsible for these ridiculous acts. That is outrageous that that would be the very first reaction of so many people across this country.
Wednesday, the World Series champion Boston Red Sox will celebrate their victory with a parade in downtown Boston. The team has yet to decide, though, if they're going to go to the White House. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Experience Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13, the laptop for people who never say no to one more episode.
Hi there, I'm calling about my dinner reservation at 7. Yeah, I'm not going to make that.
With lifelike color, brilliant sound clarity, and uninterrupted streaming, Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13 with an 8th-gen Intel Core i7 processor makes whatever you love to watch even better. To learn more, call 800-BY-DELL. That's 800-BY-DELL.
Robert Bowers, a suspect in a deadly shooting at a synagogue in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, appeared before a federal magistrate today in a wheelchair. He accepted a public defender, and an initial hearing was set for Thursday. U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Pennsylvania, Scott Brady, on what will happen at that hearing on Thursday.
At that time, we will have the opportunity to present evidence demonstrating that Robert Bowers murdered 11 people who were exercising their religious beliefs, and that he shot or injured 6 others, including 4 of whom were police officers responding to the shooting.
The military is planning on sending 5,000 troops to the U.S.-Mexico border in anticipation of a migrant caravan heading towards the United States. The caravan is still over 900 miles from McAllen, Texas. Brandon Judd is the National Border Patrol Council president. He joined Fox News and said what happens usually once these caravans get closer to the United States.
They start dispersing and they enter the country illegally in smaller groups.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Reverend Al Sharpton said President Trump's Young Black Leadership Summit was shameful, and he accused the president of using young African-American conservatives as props. On Fox News, Brandon Tatum, director of urban engagement for Turning Point USA, responded to Sharpton's comments.
This was an awesome event for these young folks. 400 black leaders from all over the country able to be in the White House and hear from the president. And I'm going to say this, and I want Al Sharpton to be watching this network and listen to me clearly. As a strong black man raised by a black father, I'm telling Al Sharpton to his face that he should be ashamed of himself. And I want to set the record straight. The White House was one element of a 4-day summit where these young people were inspiring and they were doing the exact thing that they wanted to do. I had a mom crying on the phone to me because her daughter couldn't make it. And I couldn't be more proud of Turning Point USA and our staff for making that happen for that mother, making that happen for that child. And this was a great thing. And anybody who will counter that and have a problem with that, that person is not a respectful person to the African-American people, the African-American youth, and they should all be ashamed of themselves. And I want every young person to know that I got your back. I'm going to fight for you. Turning Point is going to fight for you. And we're going to make sure that we continue to make America great. And we are free thinkers, and we're going to do everything we can to live the American dream, because this country belongs to us just like everybody else.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.